are the stories we're covering this week in the Category 5.tv newsroom. Some Windows 10 source code, which could be used to exploit the popular OS, has been leaked to the public. The world's fastest computers run Linux. NASA has designed a supersonic airplane that doesn't create a sonic boom. And, as predicted, Nintendo is now releasing a classic Super Nintendo console. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of June 28, 2017. Last week, Beta Archive posted Windows 10 source code related to USB storage and Wi-Fi drivers on its free FTP site. Since then, a spokesperson for Microsoft has confirmed that this code is genuine. The breach was initially thought to be massive. The Register reported that the leak consisted of around 32 terabytes of files. They claimed it included builds of Windows that haven't yet been released. However, it later became clear that the leak was smaller than originally reported, and what's more, a fair bit of the data had already been made available by Microsoft through the shared source kit. Microsoft's partners and licensees had access to this through the shared source initiative. That doesn't mean this data leak isn't serious, though. It's an embarrassing black mark for Microsoft at a time that more and more people are paying attention to computer security. While the source code has been removed voluntarily by Beta Archive, it's unclear how many people had already downloaded it. It's possible that it still could be distributed via other methods and used to create exploits for Windows 10. Linux is still running on more than 99% of the top 500 fastest supercomputers in the world. Same as last year, 498 out of the top 500 supercomputers run Linux, while the remaining two run Unix. 20 years back, most of the supercomputers ran Unix, but eventually Linux took the lead and became the preferred choice of operating system for the supercomputers. Now, not even one supercomputer in the top 500 run Windows. And of course, no supercomputer runs macOS because Apple has not yet manufactured the iSupercomputer. This information is collected by an independent organization, Top 500, that publishes the details about the top 500 fastest supercomputers known to them twice a year. You can go to the website and filter out the list based on country, OS type used, vendors, etc. The main reason for this growth is the open source nature of Linux. Supercomputers are specific devices built for specific purposes. This requires a custom operating system optimized for those specific needs. Unix, being a closed source and proprietary holy moly, operating system, is an expensive deal when it comes to customization. Linux, on the other hand, is free and easier to customize. Engineering teams can easily customize a Linux-based operating system for each of the supercomputers. The world's fastest supercomputer on the current list is Sunway Taihu Light. It's based in National Supercomputing Center in Wuxi, China, and has a speed of 93 petaflops per second. That's 93 quadrillion floating point operations per second, or put another way, 93 million billion. Wow. Not impressed yet? Here's a number we all can think about for a minute. This supercomputer has, are you ready for this? 10 million cores. It's nearly three times as fast as the second place winner. Wow. The only two supercomputers running Unix are ranked 493rd and 494th. That is so super cool, Robbie. I cannot even tell ya.
Can't imagine that kind of speed. Like, that's nuts.
I don't even know what you would do. Like, I can't imagine what you would need.
Supercomputing.
I know, like, so crap. My brain doesn't think as fast as that computer thinks. Like,
I don't know. How fast does a human brain think?
Not that many petaflops.
93 petaflops per second?
No way. Mine's like, wow. Yeah, no.
Mine in particular is only about two.
Mine can't say the word I can't say it. So there. NASA says the preliminary design review of its Quiet Supersonic Transport, or QUEST, project suggests it is possible to create a supersonic aircraft that doesn't produce a sonic boom. They've been able to build supersonic passenger planes for decades, but the problem is that they are so noisy they generate complaints when flown over populated areas of land. Even when flying below the speed of sound, they're often noisier than always subsonic aircraft and generate plenty of complaints around airports, which try to keep things as quiet as possible so as not to disturb nearby residents. A quieter supersonic passenger aircraft has therefore long been on the designers' minds, as there's a market for faster travel over land as well as oceans, which is why NASA is running the QUEST program. A statement posted on their website Monday says, senior experts and engineers from across the agency and the Lockheed Martin Corporation concluded on Friday that the QUEST design is capable of fulfilling the aircraft's mission objectives, which are to fly at supersonic speeds but create a soft thump instead of the disruptive sonic boom associated with sonic flight today. NASA's Commercial Supersonic Technology Project Manager Peter Cohen explains that the idea is to design the airplane so that the shock waves that are produced in the supersonic flight are arranged in such a way that you don't have a boom. You just have a general kind of gradual pressure rise that produces a quiet sound. NASA's next step is finding organizations willing to build a working model of the experimental airplane and fly it over American cities and towns to hear how much noise it makes. It's hoped that these flights could start in 2021.
Oh my gosh. I'm just picturing like it. Oh, we didn't realize it's going to make a weird sound. Like
yeah.
A whistle or
it's
something.
It's going to make a weird, yeah.
Like, what the heck was that?
Fly it over American cities and towns. I'm thinking, oh, well, that should be good for Canada. Super Mario World, Star Fox, and Yoshi's Island are set to be re-released later this year as part of a new classic SNES console. The original Super Nintendo Entertainment System, launched in 1990, sold 50 million units worldwide. The SNES Classic follows the NES Classic, which went on sale late last year but abruptly discontinued in April, much to the frustration of fans. Nintendo said limited resources were to blame, but it insisted it would not make the same error with the SNES. A Nintendo spokesperson said, we aren't providing specific numbers, but we will produce significantly more units of Super NES Classic Edition than we did of NES Classic Edition. The assertion follows accusations from the gaming community that Nintendo was engaging in so-called intentional scarcity. The marketing ploy was supposedly intended to drum up publicity for the Japanese company, which launched its flagship new console, the Nintendo Switch, earlier this year. As well as the classic titles, Nintendo will also bundle in a game from the SNES era that was never actually released, Star Fox 2. The console will cost $79 in the US and £79.99 in the UK. Nice. I will. I just have to just like say for the record, I do now have a Switch, and I will bring it in and show you if you
Sweet.
Would like. It's amazing.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Cool.
Okay.
Can't wait to see it, Sam.
Yeah. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.